Hello, everyone. Welcome again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good and He is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. It's so important to know Him, to go forward in the things of God. The Lord has a plan for every soul. He loves us all, and He wants us to be with Him forever in paradise. He loves us in glory. He wants us to live just like Him. He said He wanted to be on earth as it is in heaven. No evil. And on this broadcast, sometimes we talk about what the world system is, the lust of the flesh, lust of the eye, and the pride of life. The sin is your destruction. And it comes in looking good. It always look good, smell good, taste good, and it will kill you. And the weaker you, the more weak a person becomes, hear me good, the more weak a person becomes to the things of the world, the more the enemy work against them without deception. You know, to get people on board, he make everything, he tempts you with people God made. He tempts you to do things that look like it looks like it gives you a good advantage. And he even calls you to feel smart for doing whatever it is he said do. His suggestions, his temptations. But when you become tied in and it's in your will and you don't want to repent, then the mask starts coming off. And the bait side that got you involved with the world starts decaying. And if you're weak enough, he'll rule your life to the point that you can't be satisfied anymore. The problem with the world system is it's trying to get you to depend on an idol instead of God. But see, when you look to the Lord, you become fulfilled. And this is why. You have peace. The Lord gives you a brand new spirit man. Your spirit man is made brand new when you believe on Jesus Christ. Why? Because His blood washed away your sin. And now you're new. You don't need anything in the world to be happy and complete. You're complete in Him. And the enemy has been trying to keep these facts a secret. But in the world, even people that's been born again, even though they have the peace of God, the enemy wants them to feel like they're missing something. And he tempts them to feel as if they're missing out. And he makes the world look glamorous. But when people get in the world system, see, it's a system. He baits you out there so he can kill you. That's basically it. Now, with all this in mind, let's look at what the Lord is actually doing. In the beginning, when we first met the Lord, he said, "Let there be light." The earth was in a foul condition. It didn't look like a planet. And Jesus, the Lord said, "Let there be light." And the Holy Spirit moved on the waters. Then the Lord said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And then he saw that the light was good, and he divided the light from the darkness. He made an example. He chose the light and rejected the darkness. And that's what the Lord is doing. And if we believe on Jesus Christ and we're all in with Him, we love God, we have a new spirit, and as we receive His word, we choose the light. And we simultaneously reject the darkness. Now, I learned from the Lord to not fear evil, to not fear falling, basically to not fear anything. But the fear of the Lord is healthy, because when you fear the Lord, you'll obey Him. But that fear, as you interact with the Lord, you learn to love God and His ways. You learn to trust Him and dialogue with Him. And He talks with you just like you talk with Him. You draw near to the Lord, He'll draw near to you. The ball is in your court. Jesus died for you. If you receive Jesus Christ, Now you can go to the Lord and talk. And he can legally come to you and talk. But see, all the other religions of this world, they don't do that. They talk to God, but he don't talk to them because they went around his son. And in it, Satan know that that won't work. That's why I say the only way to God, the Father, is through Jesus Christ, not anybody else. Not all these other idols, not Allah, not Buddha, Confucius, and all the other things that man came up with. Every man-made religion, hear me good, because I mean it. There's no apologies to be said after I say this. Every man-made religion is death. That's the wide road. It has nothing to do with the life of God. If you try to get around Jesus Christ, you miss the whole point. Only those who love God, when they hear the gospel, something turns on in their spirit. If they're receptive to the truth of God's word, then that word gets in their heart and becomes their faith. And then by the Holy Spirit, they receive the knowledge of God. They receive it. They hear that truth and they don't reject it. Some people, when they hear it for the first time, they want it now. Some people look at themselves, I'm not worthy. Some people look at the world, I want to have fun. But they make a decision for or against God. But the world, if you try to have fun the world's way, you're going to end up dead and broke. You'll go broke first, and then you'll die. And God can't take you into heaven because you didn't choose Jesus as your Savior. You tried to do it your way. And some people are on the verge of getting saved and they don't. Now, if you love God, you're going to have to trust him. If you go into heaven, you're going to have to go through Christ. That's just the way it is. Now, I want to clear some things up. This has been on my heart. The only reason we're righteous is because of the blood of Jesus Christ. And he died for us and we believed it. We receive salvation. We don't earn it. There's nothing you can do to pay God back or pay for salvation. Now, a lot of people, when you go to church, people put pressure on people to do things like church attendance. They put pressure on people to pay tithes and offerings. They put pressure on people to be there every time. They put pressure on people to pray and study the word. Now, everybody that do this don't mean any harm. These are good things to do. But when you do those things, it doesn't make you any more worthy. And it helps you to live and enjoy the life God gave you. And it helps you to stay. It helps you to keep the estate of salvation, or the state of salvation. You know, the Bible talks about some angels left their first estate. Now God, in their first state, they were holy and they were angels. And they left that to play with the world. See, angels can backslide too. Satan don't just tempt men, he tempt angels as well. And the demons were people who were once holy. But now they just trouble you and aggravate your life because they've fallen. They changed their state. We were born in darkness and we come to light. Now don't go back to the darkness. But because you do the things that make sense, the things that help you, going to church will help you. Now I want to encourage every soul to go to church because I see the world dying. People are making decisions and they have all kind of miserable troubles. And then I go to church and I hear their answers. I hear the answers that they could have had if they had bothered to go. Now, when the Lord is speaking, we need to be there or we won't know what he said. And now some churches stream live so you can go on the internet. But Jesus said, don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together at God's house. And he said it for a reason. The enemy always wants to weaken your life. But because you go to church, that doesn't mean that God is going to love you more. He loves you now. And the reason I'm saying these things is because sometimes people put their rituals first. The business of ministry, or the business of the life of a person aspiring to learn who God is and get to know the Lord, to study the Word, those things can become rituals unless you keep the love of God alive in you. You're not trying to get God to like you more when you do these wonderful things. But as you grow in the Lord, you grow from glory to glory. The Lord loves you. He always did. He loved you when you was a sinner. He just couldn't do anything about your situation until you responded to Jesus. But now that we've done that, now let's go forward. Now, I point out what the world is so you can avoid it. I know it'll kill you. When my friends do things that I don't approve of, but I love them anyway. Some of my friends do wrong, some do right. And I care about everybody. Some that's just how people do. They do what they want to do. It's not always right. It's not always what God would have them do. But I love them anyway, just like God does. And sometimes when people do what's right, they try to make other people feel inferior. Now, that's not the point. That's not the love of God. If I do right, it's a grace. God enabled me to do right, and I'm thankful that he did. But if I do everything right and you don't, I don't look down on you because you don't do everything that I do. But sometimes people think that, well, if you love God, you're gonna look at me a certain way if I do what you don't do. I won't. What you choose to do is your business. I like for people to do what's in their heart. And ultimately, I love for them to follow God of their own free will, not through coercion. I don't try to coerce people to do what's right. I even told my children, I don't want y'all to put on a show for me. I want you to love God for real because he loves you. And then he can bless your life. You don't have to go out in the world and do things. And, I love people. And if it's either it's real or it's not, I don't need people acting like they love God and they really don't. For my sake. Proverbs said, if a man be wise, he's wise for himself. But people need this is what's necessary. If you love God, love God. And if you love the world, that's your choice. But if you love God, now your world has gotten greater and bigger and better. And you don't have to die. The things of this world is destroying you anyway. You're not missing anything if you serve the Lord. Now, these broadcasts were on newlivingletters.com. Newlivingletters.com. It's a grace that we're saved. It's not our works. But people make a big deal out of what they do. And sometimes that gets in front of their relationship with the Lord. Once you believed on Jesus, learn who the Lord is and enjoy his presence and walk with him. That's my best advice. That's my best suggestion. And that's God's commandment. Love God and reject the world. If you want to keep the law, the easy way to do it is found in Romans chapter 13, verse 10. It says, love works no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. Now, you've heard me say that many times on the radio, that love fulfills the law. That's the easy way to live. If you have a love towards God, you don't want to go out and cheat. You don't want to go out and steal. You don't want to go out and deceive people. And you don't go out and lust after people. if you love God. God, verse 10 says, love works no ill to his neighbor. No ill. It won't do anybody wrong. And you don't want to when you love God. If you're tempted to do these things, resist it. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil and his works, and he will flee from you. It works. Love works no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. Now, if you write down all the sins and say, well, I'm not going to do that, and you're concentrating on not sinning, that's an evil way to live, because it's hard to do and it's aggravating. But it's better than dying. But if you don't believe on Jesus, it won't work like you think. Now, some religions, they say you don't do this, you don't drink, you don't commit adultery or fornication. But they don't talk about getting saved. They do nothing. And if you don't get saved, all your sins remain. Whatever you've done, that's you were born in sin. You're already judged. If you die and you don't get saved, you can't go to heaven. I want to make it as clear as I can. If you stop doing wrong and start doing right without believing on Jesus, you still can't go to heaven. I want you to understand this. And some people take it, they go to another extreme. They say, well, I can believe on Jesus and I can play with the world. No, you can't. Because now your love for the world causes you to be an enemy against God all over again. We can't earn salvation. We receive it. And then we walk in love and fulfill the law, and we don't want to sin. And then the enemy is going to try to get you back over there and sin some more and turn against God. And I know he's going to do it. A friend of mine, Chris Lucas, told me, he said, now, Thurston, now that you're in the world, in Christ, the enemy is going to try to do things to get you back. He's going to try to make you angry. He's going to try to do things to aggravate you. Women are going to flirt with you, all kind of things. And it happened just like he said. And when it happened, I saw it for what it was. And it kind of tickled me. I laughed about it. But I did something about the temptation. You don't take them lightly. You work. If when you submit your life to God, you're doing it. You agreed to do it his way. And then you turn around and I learned that I wanted to walk in love, not hate. So I filled my heart with God's word to give me strength. And then I was able to stand. Now, my doing what's right, it doesn't make me righteous. The blood of Jesus did that. But he enabled me to do what's right. And I just decided to continue. The sin nature was broken. And I enjoy that fact. And I'm not going to go and let the enemy drag me back out there in this frustrating world. Now, if you love God, you're powerful. You can resist temptation. If you take time and study the word of God, it will strengthen your heart so you'll have the character you desire to have. If you go to church, that's wisdom. And it's a blessing. You're going to help other people do the same thing, because just your presence being there in a joyful condition speaks volumes to many people that see you come, even if you don't hold a conversation with them. They see that there are other people interested in the things of God, and it's very encouraging. And then the Lord might give you something to say or call somebody to say something you need, and you were there, and the Lord was talking through anointed people. And that's good for you. I enjoy ministry, but I listen to the other ministers on the radio too. I like to hear what God is doing in the lives of other people. And they are a blessing. You know, I love to hear Sister Eva Perry Foreman on. She comes on after me on Saturday morning. And they have a good time in the Lord. I love to hear people enjoy the Lord. And I love to listen to Doris May. You know, I used to go to that church. And they are a blessing. I got healed there. When I had the motorcycle wreck, Dr. May prayed for me. We called him Elder May, but he got a doctorate, so we called him Dr. May. And, you know, my left leg was hurting. And I went and he prayed for me, and my leg, that was in 2001. My leg hadn't bothered me since. It knocked all the skin off my kneecap. I'm 55 now. 18 years later, I've never had any trouble out of that leg. And people said, you're going to have trouble out of that leg later on, but I don't, because an anointed man prayed for me. Now listen, no need to miss out on what God is doing. Some people know nothing about the anointing. They know nothing about miracles that's happening, just like in the days of Acts, at some local churches. God is moving, folks. If you hadn't, and if you don't go and participate, you miss out. But I want you to know, it's not your performance. Now, if you do the wise things of life, that's a blessing for you. God loves you whether you do or don't. But if you do the things of God and live like Him, it works for your best interest. It helps you be a stronger person. And guess what happens for you? See, you're going out there doing things God's way, and the enemy's trying to stop you, but you won't give up on God. You keep doing it God's way. You're doing this in the sight of people, and you're helping people understand. And guess what happens? People make decisions because you make decisions. The people that see your life, they're learning example. And when they have problems, they'll do what you did. And they'll gain ground too. They'll go forward in life. You know, when they play football, the opposite team wants to gain ground. They want to get as close to that goal line every down. And they try to gain ground. They try to get the most of the field behind them so they can get a touchdown. Well, when you go against the world, you're gaining ground. You're pushing Satan back. And heaven, you're bringing heaven to the earth every time you win in life. And that's what needs to happen. See, in Romans clears some things up for us. And sometimes people, you know, when it comes to the legalities of life, people try to impose duties on you and doctrines and if you do them, you'll be righteous in their eyes. Now, what happened in the days of the early church, they were gaining ground. They believed on Jesus, and the Lord was working in their life. And then here come the Jews saying, well, they got to be circumcised. And they got to dress a certain way. And they got to eat certain things. They can't eat unclean food. Well, let me tell you something. Pork, shellfish, all the animals that's unclean, if you eat them, you've been washed in the blood of Jesus, those things can't make you unrighteous. If you don't believe on Jesus and you eat clean food, such as beef, lamb, fish with scales and fins, and certain birds that's pointed out in the Old Testament that you can eat, some things you can't, some things you can. You know, the clean meat, you know, the land animals that you can eat, it had to have a divided hoof. A pig has a divided hoof, but it has to also chew the cud. And the animals that do that are cows, sheep, and goats. I don't know about deer, possibly. They got a divided hoof, and I think they do chew the cud, so that'll be clean. But you can't eat dogs and cats if you're observing the Old Testament traditions. Now, if you only eat clean things, and if you circumcise your son, those things don't make you righteous. And that's why Paul said at the end of chapter 2 in Colossians, touch not, taste not, handle not. The only thing that makes us righteous is Jesus Christ. Now, going to church, studying the Bible, that will assist you to grow in the Lord. But if you don't believe on Jesus Christ, that won't make you righteous either. The act of going to church, the act of studying the Word, the act of praying, until you believe on Jesus Christ, that will not make you righteous. Some people get hung up on going to church on a certain day, a particular day of the week, Sunday, Saturday. Now, let me read something. Chapter 14. This is Romans chapter 14. It says, him that is weak in the faith, receive ye, but not to doubtful disputations. For one believeth that he may eat all things, another who is weak eats herbs. He's a vegetarian. Now Paul's laying down some rules for Christians so they don't get caught up in the Jewish traditions thinking that they're righteous because they do these rituals. Rituals don't make you righteous. That's the point of the whole broadcast that God has me dealing with. The blood of Jesus made you righteous. And the reason for all these things, the way they used to be, was to help us. The law was designed to help us know that we needed a Savior. Because evil men can't keep rules. So when men try to do right, they find out they really can't. Now they know they need a Savior, so when the Savior comes, they'll receive him. That was the point. But Jesus did come. And now if you believe on him, you don't have to go through the rituals. All right, verse 3. Let not him that eateth despise him that eateth not. And let not him that eateth not meat judge him that eats meat. Now I'm adding the word meat in there for references. For God hath received him. So the vegetarian shouldn't look down. The Christian vegetarian shouldn't look down on the man that's not the Christian man that's not a vegetarian. And the Christian man that's not a vegetarian shouldn't put down the Christian vegetarian. But he said, who art thou that judges another man's servant? To his own master he standeth or falleth. Yea, he shall be holding up, for God is able to make him stand. One man esteems one day above another. Another esteems every day alike. Let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind. If you want to go to church on Saturday and serve the Lord, go for it. I'll go with you sometimes. If you only go to church on Sunday, do it. I don't have a problem. If you believe you can go every day, let's go. It's good. One thing don't make you better than another. Why are you going in the first place? If it's just a ritual, you're not going to get as much out of it. But if you're going to learn, you're going to be blessed. It really don't matter whether you go on the Sabbath day, which is Saturday, or the first day of the week, which is Sunday. It's all up to you. But you're not more righteous if you go on the Sabbath day, which is Saturday, than the man that go the first day of the week, which is Sunday. The man to go at the first day of the week, he's starting his week off right. He can still go to church on Saturday if he really wants to, somewhere, as long as they have in church, or he can always stop and pray at home. It's up to him. What if he don't go, his job got him where he works all the weekend, and he just have to stop and pray sometime? God still love him, and he still say when the rapture come, he's gone. Let's not put each other down because of rituals. That's the point. Let's look back at Jesus. If your eye be single, your whole body is full of light. Verse 6 says, he that regards the day regardeth it unto the Lord. And he that regardeth not the day to the Lord doeth not regard it. It's not a big deal. I added that part. It's not a big deal. Continuing, he that eateth to the Lord, for he giveth God thanks. And he that eats meat, and he that eats no meat, to the Lord he don't eat meat. Now I added that part for clarity. And giveth God thanks. For none of us lives to himself, and no man dies to himself. For whether we live unto the Lord. And whether we die to the Lord. Whether we live, therefore, or die, we are the Lord's. If you're God's servant, which I hope you are, I'm not going to judge you on what you do. Now, the sins are pointed out. Don't do them, because then you're back in the world. But things that's not a sin, when you go to church, what you eat, what you wear, the Lord told the women to dress modest. Let's put some clothes on. Look good. Look as good as you can. Just put some, wrap up. Put some clothes on.